the Red River Farm Network. Farmers are putting in their orders for 2023 crop inputs. BASF Technical Service Representative Dan Mellis recommends farmers review what weeds were troublesome last year and what products helped control them.
I guess the big thing is reviewing what went well and what didn't last year. And from that point, start making a plan as far as weed control goes for 2023. And one of the big things we're looking at this year is setting up a good pre-emergence herbicide where we're giving some extra residual to help control weeds on out into the post-herbicide applications for the season.
And Mella says layering those residual herbicides helps manage yield loss and reduces pressure on the post-emergence herbicide.
Well, it depends on cropping system or what trait system you're using, whether we're talking soybeans or corn or even some of the other more minor crops also. But laying a good residual system to help manage yield loss due to early season competition, reducing the pressure on the post-emergent herbicides by keeping those weeds at bay earlier in the season really helps with the better yield at the end of the season, and then keep letting that crop get up and going and help compete against those weeds.
Checking Mark.